expect big things from the offensive line in 2013. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined inside the studio by Eagle center Jason Kelsey. Lots of change in the NovaCare complex. How do you deal with it all? Focusing on what you have to do, and that's get healthy.
Yeah, I mean, my job doesn't change. You know, my job is still center of the offensive line. Obviously, you know, I'm rehabbing some injuries that incurred during the season, which is going well so far.
Good, good. That's my next question.
So, you know, that's my job right now. And like you said, there's a lot of changes going on, and I'm kind of trying to get used to the new pieces coming in. I've had some pretty good talks with Coach Kelly so far. You know, I'm just trying to get used to what we're going to do, and I don't think really anybody at this point knows exactly what we're going to be
doing.
Right,
and we are all aware that, the limited contact, I mean, you're allowed to come in here and work out, but you're not allowed to talk about game plans and how what kind of roles you would have. But you watched what Chip Kelly did at Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have an understanding of what kind of offense that was. And if that gets translated here, how would that fit for you in terms of your style of play?
You know, it's interesting to see. I don't know that we're actually going to run exactly what they did at Oregon. You know, I think there's a lot of he's made it clear through the coaches he's brought in.
Right.
He's made it clear with the coaches he's brought in that there's a very diverse background of each and every coach.
Right.
And so for me to say what I'm going to do, that's still unclear, obviously.
Sure.
But, you know, I think that there are certain attributes that they will try and utilize if I am the center.
Okay. Is it fair to say that in Oregon they were kind of smaller, faster, athletic?
Yeah.
You know, pulling, trapping, counters, all this stuff that we really hadn't seen here in the last few years?
Yeah, I mean, there's – in the spread offense – In general, most offensive lines are smaller, more athletic. You have to work in space because the whole point of the spread offense is to utilize space. And so that's usually the type of offensive lineman you have. Now also, you know, new offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland has a different background than that. He's been much more in the Big Ten, big guys.
Yeah, that's what's interesting.
So it's going to be interesting to see how it shapes out. You know,
I mean, this guy's resume is fantastic.
Oh, outstanding.
Guy. And you have not met him at this point.
I've met him in passing. Hopefully we'll be able to meet him in the next week or so.
Okay.
More in sick.
Jason, I mean, look, the way things went last year, really disappointing with everybody getting hurt. And going into the season, you must have felt, even without Jason Peters, that it was going to be a really strong group. It just didn't work out that way. How frustrating was that?
Very frustrating. I mean, going into the season, we thought that we had one of the strongest offensive lines, I think, in the NFL. We had really come on strong towards the end of 2011.
Yeah.
And then you know, all of a sudden, Jason Peters, the best guy of the unit probably, he goes down all of a sudden, even before the season starts.
Mm-hmm.
Then week two, I go down. Then week eight, I think it was, Todd goes down. And it just felt like the, you know, I'm not knocking any of the guys that were in there. I think a lot of them did really well, including Dallas Reynolds, who replaced me. I just think it's really tough for an offensive line to be good as a unit when you have that many moving pieces changing in and out.
Do you feel on edge now that there's a new coaching staff in place coming off a 4-12 season?
Well, I think everybody's on edge. You know, anytime you go 4-12, new coaches are coming in. That's part of the good thing about change is that whenever there's a new regime coming in, whenever you're coming off of a season like last year, just having that subtle change forces everybody to reestablish their worth and their value to the organization. So, you know, it's not just me. It's everybody on the team. You know, we all have to reestablish where we're at and how we can effectively help this team win games.
Jason, tell us about the rehab, your weight, your strength, your as you kind of narrow in here in 2013 becomes reality.
Yeah. Well, right when the injury happened, I went into a pretty drastic weight loss. I got down to about 270.
Okay.
And part of that's because surgery and you're losing muscle, and then part of that's also you want to lose some weight for that knee to be able to move and bend and kind of get a you know, quick, better, a little bit faster.
Right.
Since then, now I'm, you know, full go running and everything. You know, nothing's holding me back, and I'm right about 285 right now.
Great. Where do you want to be?
Well, that's the question mark
now. Yeah.
You know, the last season I played at 295. That's where I've played pretty much the last two seasons. Depending on what I weigh this year, that'll be dependent on upon, you know, Coach Kelly, the strength coach, the new offensive line coach, all that'll weigh in. And, you know, where I'm at, I don't know.
Got a coach down there who's worked with Navy SEALs.
I do, yeah.
What has he talked to you about? What kind of workout is that? I don't even know. What do they do?
Honestly, I have no idea. I know that most Navy SEALs, like a lot of other military workouts, are team-based workouts. They are very much cooperative workouts. My brother actually was fortunate enough to do some Navy SEAL stuff in college, and he liked it a lot. But, you know...
like swim the length of the Schuylkill River?
I don't know. That would be pretty cool, though.
Well, that would be really cool.
We might have a couple offensive linemen drown in the process.
Could you swim shore to shore?
I'm a pretty strong swimmer.
Okay.
I know for a fact there are some guys on the team that aren't strong swimmers, so I don't know if that'd be a great one.
All right, well, hey, we'll see if it, well, hey, who knows with Chip? I mean, the guy seems to be this different-minded coach, yeah, which I find very refreshing.
So do I, and I think that the biggest thing that I take away whenever I've talked to him, whenever you see him talk, is, you know, he's not going to do anything just for the sake of it being done. He said that today,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's awesome because there's so many times that, you know, you just get into a regiment and you just keep doing things because, you know, that's what you've always done. And once you stop seeking a way to do things better, once you stop seeking a way to learn how to be a better football organization, that's when you start going backwards, I think. Because other teams are going to be improving. That's the constant in the NFL. Everyone's always improving. So if you stop seeking to make your organization better, to do things a better way, you're going to start falling behind.
And Michael Vick in.
Yeah.
Competition with Nick. How do you feel about the quarterback situation?
You know, I'm familiar with both of those guys. They obviously both have their own strengths and weaknesses. And, you know, the best man's going to win, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the beautiful thing is that, you know, I think Chip has assembled a staff and has a background of working with multiple different type guys at that position. And, you know, whoever he feels is going to be able to help us win games best, that's who the starting quarterback's
going to be. Last thing, Jason, amazing, not amazing, because I thought at that time, really good football team. You beat the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Eagles win only two more games the rest of the year. The Ravens go on and win the Super Bowl. There is not a big difference between the bottom and the top of the NFL.
No, not at all. You know, everyone's got good players in the NFL. I firmly believe that. I think it's hard to not have good players. The key things is just having motivated players and having players that are being utilized the correct way, and you know, you can always upgrade your personnel, but you know, like you said, the bottom and the top of the NFL is such a small margin. You know, games are usually decided with 4 to 5 plays a game that really decide who wins mm-hmm. and loses.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks, man.
Yep.
Glad to hear things are going well. Jason Kelce joins us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.